Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Brad Taylor in this morning, the owner of the new hottest spot in Spencer. Is that correct? I'm just going to say we're going to deem it that.
In Spencer, it's definitely the hottest spot. Yes.
The Ugly Mug Bar and Grill is a new restaurant. Is this the first sit-down restaurant that, you know, where tableside service, all that kind of stuff that Spencer's seen?
City of Spencer, no. They've had one local spot for many years. It actually just changed hands, but it's a very small place that has been there for a long time.
The locals know about it, and that's about
yes,
it.
Yes. And but definitely I am fortunately the first to be given an opportunity to open a place that I'm trying to do that not only serves good food and contributes to the community, but I've been approved for adult beverages and beer and soon to be liquor consumed on premises as
and
well.
And is that the first liquor by the drink
that
served
is,
in Van Buren County?
Not Van Buren County because okay. The Fall Creek Falls is in the county.
Yep,
and
okay.
The city of Spencer, yes.
Okay.
I am the first.
You're like the Calf Killer guys that just kind of made, you know, they're a local brewing company that was in White County that they made kind of paved the way for a lot of other breweries to open and a lot of other places. Like, was that kind of part of your initial drive with things of opening this restaurant?
I wouldn't say it was my initial drive, but I'd say motivation would be more appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Dave Sergio are friends of mine, I'm happy to say, and I'm very familiar with the journey that they've taken to get to where they are.
Are you going to be serving Calf Killer beer?
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Yes, we have at least two and most likely occasionally a third seasonal beer that they might do. We'll always be on draft.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that has to be a staple at the Ugly Mug is a Calf Killer beer, not only because of its quality, but also it's very popular, as you just pointed out.
For sure, yeah.
People... It's a destination, their little place there in White County. And I look forward to providing another location for somebody to have their quality product.
So as you've gone through this journey, this is a freshly opened business. Do you find that finding those collaboration partners has been worthwhile and useful and that you've needed to kind of find the people that have done things that you can work with, like the Sergio brothers?
Yes, it was definitely an eye-opening experience in the beginning, mm-hmm. for sure, because I'm not originally from here. We built a house in Van Buren County in 2009, so I've had history here with my family for a long time, but I've only lived here full-time for 5 years. And yes, it is a very, very small town, not only by population, but also by contractors and people that are able to do, you know, electrical work, plumbing work, contractors, mm-hmm. so forth. But I dove in headfirst as an owner, contractor, basically. I subbed out anything I couldn't do myself. I subbed out, obviously, things that needed inspection, oversight with permitting, electrical, plumbing, foundation work. I subbed that out. I had the oversight of it. And I did find a lot of wonderful people. Most had to drive away because not too many live there in the neighborhood. I also met some that I'm, you know, in conversations, I'll say, no, stay away from stay away from that guy. But it's been a learning experience. The last year and a half has been, I'll go ahead and say it's been a fun but stressful
I'm sure.
Time.
I'm
combination
sure that,
of the two.
You know, being kind of, it's funny because you're sort of at the finish line of opening, you're sort of at the start line.
I'm finishing with the initial heat, I guess they would say, in track and field.
Yeah.
And I've made it to the semifinal round and I have to race again. And that will be just a whole other object to win, basically. I have to win over not only my local, customers
your
that
repeat.
I hope they become regulars.
Yeah.
And also I need to appeal to the people that come through Van Buren and Spencer and give them a reason to come back and contribute to our little community that we have there. We're trying to make a lot of improvements. And as everybody knows, hardly anything's given away anymore, so you got to earn it, you got to pay for it. And
there's a tourism committee that they've started, and they're starting to trying to draw people into Van Buren County and really put an effort and an emphasis on the things that are going on there. And you're one piece of that puzzle, but it's a really important piece. When you don't have an establishment where people can eat, sit down, you know, have a drink, socialize, it's kind of a limiting factor. Even if you have retail space and whatnot, people want to sit and eat.
Yeah, there's never been, at least not for a long, long time, a place where, you know, your locals can just honestly just go for a half an hour or 2 or 3 hours, mm-hmm. Watch a game, celebrate the high school football team's victory, a birthday party, just grabbing your buddy or your girlfriend or your boyfriend and coming over for a few calf killer beers, mm-hmm. and some good quality food. I have a lot of two big decks outside with a large fire pit area. So, I look to provide something that Spencer, unless somebody could correct me, and nobody has, including the local government, that's never been there before.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the atmosphere coming in and the food. What can people expect when they visit the Ugly Mug?
I'd like for them to get a sense that they're walking into a place that gives you the feeling that it's brand new, but that it's also been there for a long time. And what I mean by that is that it has a rustic sort of feel to it, lots of raw wood. And I'm proud to say that out of the trees that we took down for the project, I repurposed 43 of those trees. Any tree that was over 10 inches in diameter, I repurposed and put back into the construction, which turned out to be 43 trees. Our entire bar top, all of the finished carpentry, all of the rails on the outside deck. I have an entire wall that is all of the cherry, white oak, some red oak and pine, and some poplar, that it's entirely made out of all of that wood.
Wow.
So I like to tell people that, yeah, I had to knock down some trees, but most of the trees are still here.
Yeah.
And they'll be here till the end. And again, I'm trying to appeal. Yes, I do serve adult beverages, but I'm going to appeal and give people that just want their iced tea and a really good burger to come and have the same satisfaction as it would be a friend that's going for a couple of drinks to celebrate, or on a Friday afternoon, you know, transfer them from work. Hey, let's go have a beer at the Mug. And I'd like to, and I'm going to give that same experience to both. I'm going to try very hard. I encourage families, you know, we encourage people to bring their kids and
are you dog friendly with an outdoor deck area and space like that?
Yep, we're going to be dog friendly as long as the dog is friendly and the dog owner is appropriate, obviously, with their handling of their animal. Most people know if you've got a dog that I even have a dog that I don't take to dog friendly places, because I know.
Yeah.
And most people that are responsible will know. And
so you mentioned that burger.
Yes.
Tell me some other things on the menu. What are you most proud of menu item-wise?
Well, our menu, especially to start with, our menu is going to be consolidated because I don't want to overwhelm a staff, my kitchen staff. And everybody's learning a brand new POS system, point of sale system. So the fewer options there are on that and the fewer choices there are on the menu, the easier it is for everybody to get their feet underneath them. I will tell you that our staple is going to be quality. And what I mean by that is, I am only serving about 4 or 5 sandwiches and 3 or 4 appetizers, some salads and soups, but everything's made there. All of my meat and the burgers is ground specifically from one animal. I don't buy 80-20 that's I don't know if many of your listeners know, but when you go into the store and you buy an 80-20 blend of ground beef, it's from countless numbers of different animals. And that doesn't make it taste bad, but sometimes it does affect the quality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be grinding all of our meats except for one burger that we're getting. It's going to be called the Beast Patty Melt. And that one I get specifically because it's made up of equal portions of bison, elk, Wagyu beef, and also wild boar.
Wow.
Obviously, I don't have the time to go acquire all of those animals for that burger. That burger is not ground in-house, but It is very, very good. And all the frying we do is in beef tallow oil. It is much more expensive, but the quality is really, really good, and I think people appreciate it. Our salt, we're not using table salt. We're using 100% legitimate sea salt, which doesn't carry all the sand and the glass particles in it that is in table salts. I'm just trying to stay pure with quality. You're not going to walk into the Ugly Mug and say, I'll have platter number 56. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
But what you do order, it's going to be very, very good, and you're going to want it again.
So, couple sandwiches. What? Give me some examples of the appetizers that are.
Appetizers that we're starting off with. Again, it's consolidated now, but obviously I'm going to have the French fries that we do, and the beef tallow oil is phenomenal. We are going to have a loaded version of the French fries that has a hatch chili con queso cheese on it with bacon bits and chives. And again, I don't get imitation bacon bits or even bacon bits that are already done. We cook our bacon in-house and we chop it up. So you're getting legitimate quality smoked bacon.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about this.
Yeah, that's a good thing I just ate. We're going to do chicken wings are going to be another specialty that we're going to have there. I have three different signature sauces, all three of them are made in-house. Obviously, just like with most barbecue sauces, you start with a base and then you expand on that and you do make it yours. And that's what we do. I have one that's called Wahoo Beach, that is actually a play on an old hangout spot in Van Buren County many moons ago that actually my generation probably hung out with that lived in Van Buren. We're trying to pay homage to a lot of the local nicknames and themes. I have a particular burger that, I don't know if I could say it on the air, but it's a female dog sort of word. But it's in a friendly way because there was a place in Spencer that used to call it the Bee Burger because the lady was not very friendly that served it, but she had phenomenal burgers.
Stick with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Brad Taylor here, the owner of the Ugly Mug Bar and Grill in Spencer, Tennessee. Exciting things happening.
Yes.
So deciding to open a restaurant, a bar and grill, when people kind of think of Spencer often as a drive-through, they think of it as the speed trap. What gave you this drive to, like, do you have a previous experience in the restaurant industry?
Very briefly, a long time ago, yes. I enjoy cooking. I cook a lot for friends and family, and some say I got pretty good at it, and it became like almost like a joke sort of that Brad's going to open up, not here even, back when I'm from South Florida, almost down in the Keys, and they were like, Brad's going to do this, Brad's going to do that, he's going to have
you probably fun. Thought it was a seafood restaurant at that point.
Well, it was going to actually be kind of the same theme that I'm doing here, but less authentic, I guess you could say, because this theme that I'm doing here, you know, we're not too far from Nashville, and you get a Nashville theme when you walk into our place. If I were to do that down in South Florida, it really would stand out because you don't really get a Nashville theme at any place in South Florida. It's usually, like you said, seafood, the ocean, breeze, and so forth. But I retired from my previous career and moved up here full-time right exactly when COVID hit. And I retired fairly young, and I just started goofing around with the idea, and I found a piece of property that I thought was very appealing. The idea was there. First step was buying the property, and then I talked myself into knocking down a few trees and incorporating. Of course, I exhausted my efforts speaking to members of the local government, both at the county and the city, also at the state level. I didn't honestly want to do it unless I could serve at least beer.
At the time when you started this project, could you serve beer in Van Buren County?
Just barely, about five 5 or 6 years ago, they finally changed it in Spencer. Now, in the county, Fall Creek Falls Park has been doing it for, I'm going to say, 6 or 7, maybe 8 years before they did the renovation there.
Yeah.
But liquor by the drink and beer within Spencer has never been done. However, a few years ago, one person voted on the board to allow it. I think it was 5-4 or something like that. And once that opened, then I raised an eyebrow to it, and I'm like, maybe we'll move forward with this.
We are in a pretty conservative area of Tennessee, of the country, and so people can get bothered when you have a liquor by the drink bill that gets passed. We did this in Allgood just a few years ago. But the economic impact of something like that is huge, that, you know, you're being able to serve liquor by the drink, whether it's beer, wine, liquor, you have to pay taxes on that. And that's taxes that go to the government that can improve parks and roads and buildings and infrastructure. Those are all valuable pieces that a community needs to thrive.
Yes.
And the other thing is that you're hoping is that people are going to be coming from outside of Spencer, Van Buren County, to this restaurant. They're going to have to stop to get gas. They're going to probably get speeding tickets. They're going to do other things that are there, and hopefully retail spaces open up. And there's going to be, you know, an influx in the income that this county sees. And you can be a part of that.
Well, I look forward to being a part of it. Yeah, so just about everything that you said has been a topic and conversation between myself and local government, specifically the city of Spencer, since I am within the city limits. The current mayor there has been extremely supportive. She was the second person that I approached with the idea, because obviously even if it's allowed, if I don't have the support, I'm not doing it. I wouldn't do anything if just because it's allowed, if I don't have the support. I don't want to be an enemy of anybody. I don't want, but you're always going to get it. It doesn't matter. You just try to control the amount of that. And I have gotten substantially more support, one that I thought that I would honestly get. But secondly, the amount of people, which I know that they're there, maybe they're just remaining quiet, that have a lack of confidence on what not that I'm trying to do, that just don't want it there. And I get it. I understand that. Mm-hmm. The only thing I ask from those people is that it's not what you serve, it's how you serve it. And if they give me the opportunity to show that my place can be run and managed responsibly, and it's not going to be what you think, whatever your ideas are of places like that, in another place, another time, give me the opportunity to show you that that's not going to be me. And even if you don't approve of it, then don't come, but don't try to influence others. Let them come and figure it out for themselves as well.
Well, and I think that's with small businesses. You know, small business owners have this difficult task of trying to stay in their lane and do what they want to do best, but yet worry that people are going to try and ruin what they're trying to do. And like you said, it's okay if you don't want to come. You're not forcing anybody to come. And most people find it nice to be able to go out to eat sometime and not have to drive, you know, an hour to Cookeville, an hour to Chattanooga.
And drive back,
you know, all that kind of stuff. Most people find that to be pleasant.
Yes.
If that's not what you want, then just don't do it. But it's not hurting anyone else.
No, not at all. And I try to tell people when I was pitching this, at least to local government and citizens there, I'm like, you're getting $108 a year out of 8 acres of vacant land property tax. Mm-hmm. I've already been reassessed. You can call me back in here next year and I'll tell you what it went up to. But mm-hmm. I tell you, it's going to be a lot more than that, mm-hmm. whether I'm successful or not. Now that there's improvements on the property, my taxes are probably going to multiply times 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Already a benefit. I'm going to, every one of my employees except for one is from, and it, excuse me, four of them are from Van Buren, still live there. Two of them live within Spencer, but are from another place. And then one moved up here. That's a childhood friend of mine. That's going to be my management. He actually lives here in Cookeville. And so I've hired a half a dozen locals that I provided them a platform to have some place to go work,
I mean,
make money.
It's income that we'll rise the income level, the median income level of Van Buren.
I've done my own little mini census on Highway 111, and you know that 20,000 motorcycles a year that go up and down 111 because it's beautiful riding country around mm-hmm. here. And most of them, like you already said, the only reason they're stopping in Spencer is because the fuel gauge, or they need to have their cigarette on the side of the road mm-hmm. and a glass of water, or use the bathroom.
Use the bathroom there.
That's exactly right. So we're giving them another reason. And maybe what I am doing will spawn another entrepreneur to open something else as well. Mm-hmm. And
Do you feel like that's part of your driving force with things, is hoping to make an impact on this community and not just having a successful restaurant yourself? You see the bigger picture?
Well, I go back to what I said before. I have a pension. I retired comfortably. This isn't about money.
Yeah.
Obviously, anybody that would sit in this chair or any chair and tell you that they didn't care if it made money was lying to you.
Yeah.
It needs to. But
it's a business.
I've already told every one of my employees that, if the business starts doing very well revenue-wise, I'm going to put the money back into the business, and I am also going to share that profit with my employees. It's mm-hmm. not all about money. I want to make money, and we're going to, and it's going to pay for itself, but I'm more content to be successful within the community by providing them with it.
Yeah. Stick with us. Hear more from us. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton, and Brad Taylor's here today talking about the Ugly Mug Bar and Grill in Spencer, Tennessee. So it's going to be kind of this outdoorsy feeling with wood and great burgers and great fries. Are there TVs on the walls? Kind of what kind of atmosphere do you think? Live music, a sports bar, kind of what do you see? I mean, it's so early. You don't really have,
right.
Well, might find its own personality.
Everything that you said does apply. I have plenty of televisions, big screens for people to see and come for the football games or whatever sporting event you might want to come and see. It's not a very big place, but I have three different garage doors that open up to large decks in the front and the back. And like
so
I
open air
too,
kind of thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, the ambient temperature here, it does get kind of hot in the summertime, but, you know, for the couple of months leading up to that time, and then in the fall, it's beautiful. The ambient temperature is perfect, mm-hmm. and all the doors will be open, and it'll really give it an airy sort of, almost make it seem bigger than it actually is.
Yeah.
And we do have a stage. I have a stage that's completely outfitted with basically a setup where the musicians can just, they bring their guitar, and they play, and have a good time, and small bands. It's a small stage, but music is going to be a big part. When you walk in there, I have a small section of my vinyl collection that's up on the walls, mm. and you know, country, blues, rock and roll, that type of stuff is going to be well represented there. The speakers will be going all the time.
There's a huge journey from I like to cook for my friends to I'm opening this restaurant. What's the capacity of the restaurant? How many people can it hold?
Including the outside seating, we're around 90.
So almost 100 people.
Oh,
there's
hope
a
not.
Very big difference between cooking for your friends on a Friday night and running a restaurant full time.
Yes, there is. Stay tuned.
How have you, and in the past year and a half, you've been just a general contractor. You haven't even been a chef or a kitchen manager or a, employer of all this stuff. How are you managing all the things that you've had to learn?
Well, I guess I haven't yet.
the verdict's still out.
Yes, I do think that I'm very fortunate with the few people that I found that are specifically in the kitchen. I hope they work out that are going to alleviate some of the pressure that I actually thought that I was going to have independently. I'm still going to be a big part of the kitchen. That's all my stuff in there. But it's the reason why we've held back on our hours. We're starting at 3 in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night with full intentions to go to 11 o'clock in the morning and serve lunch. But I know better than to have myself with zero experience, as you've pointed out, with 90 people, 6 hours a day, 5 hours a day, with only 20 things on the menu instead of 12 hours a day with 50 things on the menu makes a chance for success that much better. I don't want the staff to be burned out. I want them to have a good time as well.
So what days of the week are you planning on being open right now?
We are going to be open Wednesday through Sunday. We're closed Monday, Tuesday. I do see that changing, obviously, by the hours, but also I'll probably move to stay open on Monday when football season starts. If people, you know, if I see that there's an interest in, you know, the Monday night football thing, then absolutely I'll be open on Mondays as well. I do think that it's important to hit the reset button a couple of days a week and be closed to do deep cleaning and to reassess inventory. So I do see it still
being closed to the public, but you still work.
I think that's a given on a place like this. Yes. Most places like that. Yeah. I mean, they're very rarely do you close a door and not come back for 2 days.
Yeah.
For any,
I think any kind of small business, that's until you really get some precision machine going where everything runs properly and you have the right people in the right places, you're kind of doing it. And
yep.
You're doing it, like I said, you wore the contractor hat for the last year and a half and you've moved into hiring people and all the little details. How are you feeling just opening this place? Are you finally like, oh, I'm glad that I don't have to carry a hammer anymore? Or,
well, I think it's about, if I were to break it down in numbers, I'm at about 60% thrilled that it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
The building process, the finding qualified contractors and getting the money together to yet again do another phase. I'm thrilled that that's done. I'd say about 20% of it is nervous anticipation. That puts us to 80%. And I'd say the last 20% is anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you goofy guy. Now it's time to time to accomplish what you said.
Put
you
your
were
money
going
where
to
your mouth is,
and make it what you said you were going to do.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that it's going to do well. But doing well and doing well the way that you want it to, that'll be a little bit different. I don't know what to see as far as that goes. We will be successful.
What are you looking most forward to in the next year of just that first year getting your feet under you? And what are you looking most forward to and what are you most worried about?
Well, I touched on earlier with the staff, making sure that I get people there. I get happy staff. They're going to stay. And if they stay, they're going to get better at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the better everybody is around me, the less oversight they need.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think a consequence of that is the business running well and making the customers happy. The people that pass through Van Buren, pass through Spencer, go to Fall Creek Falls Park that are looking for something else to go to, which they don't have, like you mentioned, unless they drive down to Dunlap or Chattanooga or north to Sparta or here in
Cookeville. Yeah.
That not only that they like that, but they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bring somebody else. And being able to bring that revenue to the local area will not only obviously make me personally a success, but I think it will contribute to the success of the city of Spencer.
I'm excited for the restaurant itself and having some reason to go down to Spencer, but I'm also excited to see the ripple effect that this has.
Absolutely.
Of what other businesses are like, oh, well, we're getting some traction here, and it doesn't all have to revolve around Fall Creek Falls. It can be something that is just a retail space that I want to open or, that just I want to capture these people too.
Well, Spencer is kind of the unknown. It's a 45-mile-per-hour zone. That's how you describe it to people that don't know too much about it. But a long time ago, the square in Spencer, before Highway 111 shot right through town and you had to drive around the square, it was a hopping place.
It is. You can see the infrastructure there.
Yeah, it was there at one time. And it is, for the lack of a better term, falling apart in some mm-hmm. areas. But it won't take much. It really won't take much for two or maybe three within the next year or two to come in and revitalize a small section of it. And maybe did I have a part on motivating those two or three people, but now there's three or four of us that can motivate another three or four. And Spencer's always going to be small. There are people that don't want the growth. They like that old town, small town feeling. Spencer's always going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any industry that's moving there like that that's going to change it. There's not going to be the strip mall. The box stores are not coming there. It's not in this generation.
Yeah.
Places like mine that are one-off, one owner, I'm not a franchisee. I don't have any business partners. I'm not building another one. I'm not selling my logo except for on my hats and my shirts. That's it. Yeah. And everything that I have is going to say Spencer on it because I'm proud that we're setting our roots here. Not only are we living here for the rest of our lives, but now we're starting a business that will hopefully
go on for generations
and go on. And
so speaking of that, how can people find it? Where is it? I'm guessing it's in the 45 mile an hour zone.
Yeah, right in the middle of it on Highway 111, next to there's a Peacock gas station there. That's right across the street.
Tucked back in the woods a little bit from, okay.
It is. On Ivy Maynard Street. It's 70I as in India, B as in Bravo, Maynard Street. I'm not going to have any big sign out on 111. You can see the building through a little cut in the woods. I kind of want it to be one of those destination spots where every local knows about it. And then they tell somebody, and then that somebody tells somebody, and they say, where is it? Well, you go there and you make that left turn, IB Maynard, and then there's a dirt driveway on the right. There'll be a sign there, but not on 111.
Not
I want
on
to be one of those little hole in the woods sort of spot that people go to.
So across from the Peacock, though,
Just before, if you're going southbound, it's just before you get to the Highway 30 overpass.
And is there a way that people could follow along? Do you have social media?
I have a Facebook page, the Ugly Mug Bar and Grill, or Ugly Mug Spencer, or either one of those will hit on it. And then Instagram. My wife runs the Instagram part, and they're connected. And there'll be more. I do have my domain set up for a website, you know, that we're going to post so people can come on, look at the menu and stuff. That's like a second tier of development. We're not doing phone-in orders right yet, just for the same reasons that I've said. I want to make sure the people that are there, boots on the ground, are getting all the attention that we can give them. And you know, locals are just going to have to be a little patient for that time to pass where you can call the Ugly Mug, which, by the way, the number is 946-UGLY.
946-UGLY.
That's it.
Across from the Peacock. I'm really excited. Follow along on social media, the Ugly Mug Bar and Grill. I'm really excited for something new. And how often lots of us drive through Spencer here or there for whatever reason. And it's nice to have a great place to eat and a great place, an atmosphere that you can sit outside, enjoy, you know, the weather, all that good stuff. And so I wish you the best of luck. And I cannot wait to try out these burgers and loaded fries that you're talking about. I'm so hungry.
There's more than that. I mean, those are the things that popped into my head. But yes, we look forward to it. And come on down and I encourage all your listeners to pay us a visit.
Well, and even if it's the smaller menu or an expanded menu, I'm sure you're going to do great with whatever you do. And so thank you so much for coming in today, Brad.
You bet. It was a pleasure. Have a good day.